Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. The article we're covering today is Strata Committee Members in New South Wales, Your Role, Responsibilities and CPD. And if you own a unit in New South Wales or you've just been elected to a Strata Committee, this one is for you.
And it's one of those topics that catches people off guard. You buy a unit, you get elected to the committee at the AGM, and suddenly you're making decisions that affect every owner in the building.
That's exactly it. So let's start with the basics. When you own a unit or apartment in a strata scheme, you're automatically part of the owner's corporation. That's the legal body that owns and manages the common property. Things like stairwells, gardens, roofs, lifts.
But the owner's corporation doesn't handle the day-to-day running. That's what the committee is for.
Right. Owners elect a strata committee to handle the practical running of the scheme between general meetings. And here's something worth knowing up front. This is a voluntary role. You don't need a real estate license, no prior experience required. Most members start out knowing very little about strata law.
Which is genuinely most people. You put your hand up to help your neighbours and then realise there's a fair bit more to it than you thought.
And the legal framework is real. In New South Wales, all of this sits under the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015 and is overseen by New South Wales Fair Trading. So there are proper rules around how decisions get made, what records you need to keep, all of it.
So what does the committee actually do day to day?
The article covers a solid list, arranging repairs and maintenance of common property, gardens, lifts, the building exterior, overseeing the scheme's finances, setting and raising levies, applying the bylaws fairly, arranging insurance, running the annual general meeting and committee meetings through the year.
Let's talk about the money side, because that's the one that tends to trip people up. The levies and the two funds.
Yes, and this is important. The scheme runs on the levies owners pay, and those feed two separate funds. The administrative fund covers day-to-day running costs, cleaning, gardening, insurance, minor repairs. Then there's the capital works fund, which saves for major long-term work, repainting, roof replacement, lift upgrades.
And if you set the levies too low?
The article is direct on that. Set them too low and the scheme can't afford to maintain itself. That stores up problems and eventually big special levies down the track.
Nobody wants a surprise bill for a roof replacement.
Nobody. Then there are the bylaws, the rules covering things like pets, parking, noise, renovations, use of common property. The committee applies them fairly and consistently.
And fairly is doing a lot of work in that sentence. The article makes a really useful point here. A committee that enforces a rule against one owner but not another is inviting disputes.
Exactly right. Bylaws can't be applied selectively. And when disputes do happen, over noise, repairs, levies, bylaw breaches, the first step is internal. Talk it through, follow the process, keep records. If it can't be resolved, New South Wales Fair Trading offers guidance and mediation, and NCAT, the New South Wales Civil and Administrative Tribunal, can decide certain strata matters.
Clean records are your best protection if things ever escalate.
They really are. And the article flags something worth understanding about the relationship between the committee and the strata managing agent. Many schemes appoint an agent to handle the heavy administrative work. The agent advises and executes. The committee still makes the decisions.
So knowing where that line sits, that's one of the most useful things a new member can learn.
Exactly. And the article is honest that nobody comes into this role knowing strata law. That's just not how it works.
So someone's just been elected to their first committee. A bit nervous. Where do they start?
Archer Institute offers Strata Members CPD, built specifically for committee members and lot owners in New South Wales. It's online and self-paced, so you can fit it around the rest of your life. The course walks through your duties, how the two funds work, the bylaw process, how to run a meeting, in language a busy owner can actually follow.
And that understanding shows up in better decisions and fewer disputes for the whole scheme.
That's exactly how the article puts it. So the one thing to do next, read the full piece on the Archer Institute website. It links through to guides on levies, bylaws, running an AGM, good governance, and more.
And if you want the course itself?
Browse Strata Members CPD on the Archer Institute site, or call the Australian-based team on 1800 069 273. They'll tell you exactly what the course covers and how it fits your role. Nationally recognised, online, self-paced, with real support behind it.
Good stuff. We'll see you next time.